It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Have you ever been driving down the highway and you see a police car, lights on, cherries and blueberries if you're nasty, swerving wildly back and forth across all three lanes of traffic? Coleman, have you ever seen anything like that?
I can't say that I have.
I saw something like that. We were, Nowheresville, Virginia, on our way back from Providence. And there's like kind of a slowdown, and we're not really sure what's causing it. And then we get a look up ahead. There's a police car, sirens on, going from the far left lane all the way to the far right lane, and then back and back and back and back. And we are completely befuddled about what is going on with this. Traffic is backing up. The cop car is like seeming to accelerate in this endeavor, and then it slows down, and then it keeps zigzagging across the lanes, but like at different speeds. It was bizarre. And I got out my phone and I'm like recording it because I've never seen anything like, I don't know, maybe my phone footage is going to be on Good Morning America tomorrow. I don't know. But then a guy gets out of the car.
The police car, you mean, right?
The police car. And he's just far enough away that I can't quite see. Is this man wearing a uniform or not? And then I could have sworn I saw somebody like jump over the median and go into the oncoming three lanes of traffic. That might have just been in my head. Like I said, this is all happening pretty far away from me, and I'm squinting my eyes real tiny to see if I can. I'm zooming in on my phone to see if I can get a better picture. And then, I don't know, there's a second guy that he appears, and this guy's definitely a uniformed police officer. You can see he's got a shiny badge on, he's wearing a tie, it looks like he has a service weapon. And he gets back into the cop car that I thought had just been abandoned. Like, I thought for a minute, are we looking at a stolen cop car and some maniac just going on a joyride? Like, that is a thing that I think we've all seen, you know, Super Bad or whatever the movie is, where you get in the cop car and you just go haywire with it, right?
I have a theory just based on the information that you've given me and trying to visualize how you put it. Maybe the police car was swerving lane to lane to prevent people from passing because maybe whoever they were chasing may have been frightened, or if a car hadn't gotten past them, they would have exacerbated the situation. So they were swerving in a serpentine motion to prevent anybody from passing them to make the situation worse, or whatever they had to deal with past your field of vision.
You're not just a pretty face, Coleman. You're exactly right. I had to look this up because I was eventually like the guy got back in the car and pulled over to the shoulder, and then all the cars were allowed to keep going. And so I asked the internet, I was like, why would a police car do that? And they say if there's an event further down the road that they are trying to keep traffic from getting at, how the hell else are you going to stop three lanes of traffic other than to throw on your lights and go back and forth like a maniac? You know, it wasn't unsafe, but it was bizarre looking, and I had never seen that. I'd never encountered anything like that. Here's a text message that says they do this to slow traffic down because there's an issue up ahead. This is not common knowledge, I guess.
Well, I cheated. I used to be a police officer back before Katrina for like 2 years, so I went to the academy and, hey, I'm sorry.
What?
Spoiler alert.
You used to be a police officer?
Yeah, I'm a certified PO2. I mean, once again, long before Katrina, I wasn't good at it. That's why I'm in radio now.
Every day, just about, did I get the privilege to come in here and sit in this chair and you sit across me in that chair. You dropped something incredible that I never known about you.
Yeah, I graduated from Harbor Police Academy right over there.
Harvey, not Harvard.
Harbor.
Okay, I thought Harbor. You said Harvard.
No, like, Harbor.
Wow. Wow, you've really been around. Harbor Police Academy. So you did that for 2 years, so you got the training. Hey, man, listen, you don't have to pretend not to know stuff. Like, if I'm asking, hey, Coleman, have you ever seen that? You could just say, yes, I used to be a police officer, and that's a thing that they do to keep people safe in case there's a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Buck Wild. Coleman, we could write a book about the things we've learned about you in the moment on this show. We'll talk to you more in a little bit. Let's get to the Oak Run Out Jewelers Talking Text Line, where we find our guy Gregory in Metairie. Greg, how you been, bro? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, man. You were in Providence, you said?
I ended up getting a rental car in Providence, but I had been...
Rhode Island?
Yes, yeah, yeah, Providence, Rhode Island. It's a long drive.
I have a little affiliation with that. I know it's a long drive. It's a beautiful state, though.
Yeah, I love
Good
Rhode Island.
Brown University. Good old Brown. I went there in 1982 for lectures when I was at Tulane, and I was a history major. And they have a very good history department at Brown University. So I got to see Newport, too, which is, you know, far to the south on the coast.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah.
You had fun up there?
Yeah, we did. Christmas? We had a very Merry Christmas. I ate a lot of great food. I got to meet.
Is that where her family's from?
Her family's all from Concord / like the greater Boston area. So we stayed at her mother's house in Concord, and she's got all the in-laws, all the, you know, brothers and sisters and grandparents and neighbors. Yeah, it was delightful. I was really well taken care of, and it was a delightful holiday. I'm blessed.
You are a good guy, and you deserve it. I can't wait for you to get married, and I hope I get an invitation. Anyway, so Coleman's a cop.
Coleman's a cop.
Oh, no. Coleman's a cop.
Who knew? I guess I gotta watch what I say around here now. I don't know who he's connected to anymore.
You know what?
But between him and Newell, I'm kind of sweating.
I know. Before I get on the air, I actually tell him stuff about me. I don't know. He might be an informer. Who knows?
He's wearing a wire.
You got to bring Gregory in. You got to bring him in now. Anyway, no. Listen, I always enjoy when you talk to Matthew. And, you know, if I was his age or your age, I'd probably be over there fighting the good fight.
Yeah, you were in the Navy, right?
Yeah, I was in the military. I was in the military for a long time. And, God bless the U.S. Navy and what those guys are doing out there. It's a big deal. It really is a big deal when you take your life into your own hands and stuff. I was never in combat. I was aboard an aircraft carrier, for crying out loud. I just sent the bombs over, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it was still dangerous every day that I was on deck. I don't know if you've ever seen an aircraft carrier in action. It's not an easy job.
I certainly have not. I've seen them in the movies and stuff, there, but, you know.
You're out there 12 to 16 hours a day and heads on a swivel. You could be cut down. You could be blown over. You could be, but you got to just keep doing your job. Keep fighting.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in why Matthew did it. Is he a mercenary, do you suppose? Or?
I have never heard him use that phrase, but for my money, that's the best way to describe what he does, yeah. Like, he's getting paid.
Well,
he's no longer part of the U.S. Armed Forces. Like, he's paid by the Ukrainian Armed Forces.
Well, there's no way he could be fighting in Ukraine and be a part of the U.S. military. Well, that's because I know that from my own personal experience. You can't be a mercenary.
You can't do both at the same time, right? Yeah.
With the Americans. And you had a text last hour that said, what's Trump doing bombing grass huts in Nigeria?
Right.
Well, he has every right to do it. He has every right to take out that port in Venezuela today, because these are dangerous people. They're dangerous. They're killing people.
Yeah.
No. What is Matthew doing over there? He's trying to stop people from killing people, right?
Well, yeah, but look. Let me just clarify right away. I didn't really have a problem with the Nigeria hit. I don't really have a problem with the Venezuela hit. We'll talk about why that's complicated, and I'm happy to shed light on the arguments for and against them.
Well,
but I want to be clear. I want to be clear that I am not out here saying like he shouldn't have bombed Nigeria. What I will say about it is that the amount of information that we have gotten about that strike is insufficient. They said this is counterterrorism. They've got no clarity at all about targets, about intelligence, about risk to civilians, what the goal of this is. There's no authorization to do this. It's just we hit them. And if the goal is to reduce terrorism, indiscriminate bombing like that does not help.
Do you think the terrorists care about indiscriminate bombing?
Yes. That's how you make more terrorists, man.
Oh, okay. I just want to be on a little page because I know that you're an intelligent human being and we always have a decent conversation. But when it comes to my point of view, which is very important, if you ask me, being a military man, being out there, knowing what's going on in the world, I think more Americans need to travel. I mean, go see what's really going on in this.
Yeah.
I hope you respect my perspective.
Of course. I hope I've given no indication to the contrary. I'm just saying there is an argument to be made.
Donald Trump does what he does. He's doing it to preserve law and order and to doing it to protect the American people.
Fine. I'll take that at face value, Gregory. If that is true, then why is there so much mystery and opopacity about it? If it's an official American policy prescription, why doesn't they tell us, here's who we hit, here's how many civilians were at risk, we coordinated with the Nigerian government about this. There's none of that.
Listen, briefly, I had top secret clearance on missions that we did in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and then when I was in the Pacific. You can't compromise. There is no compromise. Because if you tell why you did it, you might compromise people that are our allies. You might compromise information that could be used to gain retribution against us. So it's very complicated. I know it's all black ops stuff. It's all really secret. But the thing is, what we're doing right now, we finally got a president with a backbone. I'm just saying, I haven't seen anything like this since Ronnie Reagan, and I was in Ronnie Reagan's Navy. That's how old I am. The press doesn't need to know why we did it. The aftermath, everything will come out. You know
yes, we do. Yes, I insist that we know about that sort of thing.
No,
that's our tax dollars at work.
Not at the moment. It'll all be revealed at the end.
I think if any other president, Republican or Democrat, was making these strikes with no explanation to anybody, including the governments of these countries. Like, I know we're not going to coordinate with Venezuela, but Nigeria is an ally. They've been fighting terrorists in Nigeria for a long time. And for us just to come in unannounced with no coordination and just bomb some people, I need them to explain to me how that helps.
Have you been to Nigeria? Listen, I've been to Kenya, and I've been to South Africa. I've never been to Western Africa. I've never been there. But I've been to Egypt and stuff. Do you see how these people live? And it's northern Nigeria is where these radicals are.
It's ISIS.
And they are really
It's literally
killing,
ISIS.
They're killing innocent children, women, and men just for being Christians. These are Muslims. Not a religion of peace, my brother. not a religion of peace.
I'm not going to get dragged into an argument about whether or not Islam is a religion of peace. The last thing I will say about it is that there is a way to do this, and it matters if it's done right and it's done with transparency. And I'll go back to what I said at the beginning of the conversation, which is that I'm not getting on a soapbox and saying he shouldn't have done that. I'm just saying it would be better for us all as taxpayers if he explained himself a little bit more. And I'm not buying the argument that that compromises the mission. I'm not buying it.
You can't tell the bad doers what you're going to do before you do it. You can't. You just can't do it. You can't tell the bad doers what you're going to do.
I don't know, Gregory. I kind of remember the entire run up to the invasion in Iraq on March 19th, 2003, when we told the entire damn world what we were going to do. And we still managed to accomplish that mission. And I thank you for your service. But I think you see my point that argument doesn't hold water to me. Like, we're the biggest, baddest kid on the block. It is okay for us to say we're going to bomb this place because there's terrorists there. We have taken care to make sure that there's no civilian casualties. We're working with the Nigerian government. Mission is accomplished. That is a very different thing than we dropped a couple bombs. Merry Christmas. You don't get to know anything else. I don't want to live in that country. And Gregory, I thank you. I'm quite late, so I got to stop there. But I love the conversation, and I thank you very much for being part of it. When we come back, we will do the news bomb, and we'll get to hear a little bit more about why we shouldn't just be bombing places without an explanation about who we bombed or why. That and much more coming up next on WWL. Stick around.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brown, we're going to talk more about Venezuela in just a second, but just to go back and kind of reframe what I was trying to explain to Gregory, and if I didn't do a good job, that's on me. And again, he's been in the military, I haven't. But to me, this isn't about that. Of course, you keep operations secret. You don't want to tell the enemy what you're about to do, because then people are at risk. The mission is at risk. The troops are at risk. Maybe the mission won't work. Maybe people die that you don't plan to have die. So you can keep your operation secret. But in this country, we do not keep the strategy secret from the people who are paying for it, from the people who are authorizing it, from those of us who are living with the consequences of these decisions. There is a big difference between "we can't say" and "we won't explain." And if we were just talking about, you know, generic United States President X, there's a little more leeway there. But we've been seeing Donald Trump do this for a long time now. He's not protecting secrecy. He's avoiding scrutiny. You can't look at these things in a vacuum. You cannot evaluate these decisions as if they're not being made by a person who has already demonstrated to an insane degree that he does not want transparency. He does not want oversight. You don't tell the enemy your next move. Okay, I get that. But if you also never tell the public what you're really doing, then we don't know what the goal is. We don't know if the mission is over or if it's succeeding or it's failing. And frankly, that's how you get into forever wars. That's how you make more problems for yourself. That's how you destabilize otherwise stable or semi-stable countries. I can't believe it still needs explaining that indiscriminate bombing that we have no idea. Did civilians die in that strike? I don't know. But if they did, you can be damn sure that Boko Haram or ISIS is going to turn around and say the United States bombed innocent people and we are against that. And so here's your gun and here's your badge and congratulations, you're in ISIS now. Like that is so basic. I don't know. Maybe that's just the benefit that I learned up, you know, growing and kind of coming into my political awareness during the war on terror, the age of terrorism. Killing civilians makes more terrorists. I would like to know if we killed civilians, what measures were taken to prevent civilian losses. I don't think that that's too much to ask. And none of that is going to compromise the mission to destroy these terror cells. I got to move on here. Coleman, light it up. President Trump has been talking about a strike by U.S. forces not in Nigeria. That was last week, but this time South America.
President Trump has indicated the U.S. hit a dock facility along a shore as he wages a pressure campaign on Venezuela. He brought it up in an interview Friday, and days later at his Mar-a-Lago resort, reporters asked him about it.
There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
It's part of an escalating effort to target what the Trump administration says are boats smuggling drugs bound for the U.S., moving the strikes closer to shore.
So we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around.
The president didn't confirm it happened in Venezuela. So far, the strikes have been carried out by the military in international waters in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has insisted the real purpose of the U.S. military operations is to force him from power. I'm Ed Donahue.
So did we just bomb Venezuela? The honest answer is we have no idea. We really literally do not know, because Trump says the United States hit a shore-based drug loading facility, describes a major explosion, but he won't say where it happened or who carried it out or whether it was inside Venezuela at all. Was it in Colombia? Was it in Guyana? Was it in Aruba? We don't know. The Pentagon isn't confirming anything. Venezuela isn't confirming anything. And unlike the previous boat strikes, there's not even been any social media posts about it, let alone an official announcement. What we know is that we've been striking these drug boats for months, and Trump has repeatedly said that land strikes were coming soon. Soon. At the end of December 30th, January, February, next summer. That's deliberate ambiguity. It's loud enough to send the message, sure, but it's also, crucially, vague enough to avoid responsibility if it goes wrong. So we have no confirmation that we bombed Venezuela. All we have is Trump announcing explosions like he's dined at he's leaving a Yelp review, but he won't tell us what restaurant it was at. It was a great cheeseburger. The fries were the most beautiful fries anybody's ever seen. We did it everything just perfectly by the book. There were no screw-ups. I won't tell you what restaurant I ate at. That is useless. The headlines keep getting worse for Tim Walz's administration up in Minnesota in regard to the alleged massive fraud at these daycare centers, and now federal authorities are moving it fast.
There's been a surge of federal officers this week in Minnesota following new allegations of fraud by daycare centers run by Somali residents. The current moves comes after a right-wing influencer posted a video accusing the daycare centers of committing up to $100 million in fraud. During President Joe Biden's administration, 47 people were charged. The number of defendants has since grown to 78. 57 people have been convicted. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for Minnesota, 82 of the 92 defendants accused of running schemes to get funds for child nutrition, housing services, and autism programs are Somali Americans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Minnesota does have a real fraud problem here. This feeding our future fraud is huge. Billions of dollars. Prosecutions are ongoing. More charges, more cases are probably coming. That is not speculation. That is a near certainty. But what's new here is how this particular enforcement surge is being framed and how it started, because it didn't follow like, you know, new indictments or new evidence or an audit. It followed a viral video from a YouTube guy. Influencer. If we're being generous, we can call him an independent journalist. I don't have a problem with that. That's a perfectly normal way to get a tip. But it is a very unusual way to launch a very visual public crackdown like this. If this is a fraud case, it should be about, you know, fake invoices and shell companies and paper trails. But instead, senior officials are talking about this like it's about immigration. I don't understand. They think that we're not going to see that these are two separate issues. Most of the Somali people that live in the Minneapolis, St. Paul area are citizens. The overwhelming majority of them are citizens. 58% of Somalis in Minnesota were born right here in the United States. They are Somali Americans. 87% of the Somalis living in Minnesota who were not born in the United States are naturalized citizens. So to make this story about immigration is not going to help investigators get to the fraud. As for Governor Walz, he's feeling the heat, and he should be. But like Lisa Dwyer said, his administration and the Biden administration, they're already involved in prosecuting some of these fraud cases. Audits are underway. Investigations are underway. And when federal officials and influencers, YouTube guys, are driving this narrative instead of authorities, you know, he's left playing defense, Tim Walz, which is exactly what his opponents want for the next election. It's a political consideration. Do you see? Walz risks being smeared by his political opponents as either weak on fraud or by his political allies as singling out immigrants, an assimilated immigrant community. Neither one of those is a very comfortable position for him politically. And that's why Fox News is making this a culture war issue instead of a policy problem, because it damages Tim Walz politically. which they have every right to do that. Fox News going to Fox News. That's fine. But don't be fooled by it. If the White House and the Department of Justice want to make political hay out of this instead of just dispensing justice in a neutral way, that's lawfare. And we're supposed to be against lawfare, right? We're supposed to be against the weaponization of the justice system for political reasons, right? Bottom line here, prosecute these crimes. Whoever, if they're Somali or American or Tim Walz's daughter, I don't know, I don't care. Prosecute him. Put the proof on the table. Fraud cases are supposed to be boring. They're supposed to be about documents and numbers. And the goal of those investigations should be indictments. But it seems like the administration's goal here and the right-wing media machine's goal here is engagement. And if the government's investigative workflow is taking cues from YouTube guys, we have officially outsourced justice to the algorithms. Hey, speaking of mixing operations with optics, the National Guard is coming.
The National Guard, as you know, are expected to be in our city and in partnership with the city through Mardi Gras.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
And we absolutely are welcoming of those added resources.
Last New Year's, an attacker drove around a police blockade and plowed his vehicle through the crowds on Bourbon Street, killing 14. This year, in addition to the 350 National Guard members,
the Coast Guard providing aviation support, patrol boats, and shoreside patrols.
The city's Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, Colin Arnold.
It appears that we're going to have close to 800 law enforcement downtown and in the French Quarter, and I think that that's going to be outstanding. You're going to see an incredible visual presence.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Yes, the National Guard is coming here, and yes, that is tied to the anniversary of last year's Bourbon Street terror attack, ISIS. And I'm glad they'll be here. I'm honestly glad that they'll be here. I think most people feel that way about it. I think the old mayor felt that way about it. I think the new mayor feels that way about it. Nobody wants to be less safe on Bourbon Street. We've seen National Guard troops here before. They come from Mardi Gras. They're here for the Super Bowl. They're here right after the attack last January. I remember them walking back and forth in front of my house when I lived on Burgundy Street, like four blocks away from where this attack happened. Where it gets tricky is the timing and the optics, because this is happening at the same time as this immigration crackdown nationwide. And even if the Guard isn't a part of that, some people are going to connect those dots, especially a city like this. Add in the fact here that violent crime here is actually down. That's where some of this tension comes from. So is this a very specific response to a very specific anniversary of this event? Or is this another one of the, like, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York City, these law and order plays that they've been putting on for us? Extra security for a high-risk anniversary makes total sense. But if this is routine, it should feel routine, and it should be limited, and it should be temporary, and it should be boring. Because I think we've all had enough of our city feeling like a campaign backdrop that gets forgotten about as soon as the polls close. We'll stop there, even though I have much more to say. We'll take some calls and texts in the next segment, 504-260-1870. I got room for your calls and texts. I'll read them as quickly as I can. And then at 3:25, we're going to speak to Dr. Chelsea Rorschach about what our dreams mean. Remember this? We had her back in November. It was awesome. So she's back again. BRB.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 10 minutes, we'll get caught up with Chris Miller and get our first look at afternoon traffic at 3:25. We'll be talking to Dr. Chelsea Rorschach. She'll be back on to break down your dreams. Last time she was on, I mostly talked to her about my dreams and sort of dream science in general, but I've set aside this time for you to talk to Dr. Rorschach about what your dreams mean, what these repeating themes might be. I don't know if you have dreams where you're falling through the sky or your teeth are falling out or something else. That's coming up at 3:25. But first, let's go to Mike in Covington on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Mike, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, Ian, thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
Appreciate you guys putting subjects like this on the air. I had a comment about the president. You said, you know, he's operating in a vacuum. He's not telling anybody what's going on. But Congress and the Secretary of War, I'm sure all of those guys are informed before he does something like this and when it's going to happen. So why isn't Congress standing up for the American people that object to these raids?
It's not impossible, Mike, that you could point to a congressperson who either a Democrat or a Republican who's doing that. I'm not aware of that off the top of the dome, but I know with great certainty that no committee in Congress has been briefed about the strikes in Nigeria last week after it happened. Like that conversation hasn't happened yet. I think that's part of the problem here.
Well, if he doesn't make it known beforehand, I'm sure members of Congress listen to the radio and watch TV, and they can see these things happening now. Why don't they go back to Washington and say, you know, gee, I don't think that's right. You know, we should be objecting or at least getting more information about why he's doing this, where he's going, and what the objective is. Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I think you're exactly right that probably is what will happen. The House Foreign Affairs Committee, the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, who I think, you know, are chaired by reasonably responsible people who are interested in accountability and scrutiny and doing their job as the legislative branch. But I don't know why we have to wait for that to happen. I'm old enough to remember when George Bush or Barack Obama or Joe Biden would do something similar to what we've just done in Nigeria and apparently just did in Venezuela yesterday, although we don't know if it was in Venezuela, you know, they'd come out and they'd give a public address. And part of that wasn't giving away mission secrets. It wasn't saying, you know, we're going to be here at 1300 hours with this type of aircraft and this many bombs. But it was enough to explain to the American people, this is the strategy. This is what we hope to accomplish with this. And I don't think that telling the American public that is the same thing as revealing war plans, you know, that would tip the hand for the people that we're trying to kill.
The American people don't know specific, that they don't need to know the specific details of where and when beforehand, but after the fact, if they don't object to the policies that they see going on now, they have the right to vote for the people that are going to represent them mm-hmm. in November. Yeah. And I don't see a groundswell of loyalists who are saying that this is, you know, unacceptable in Congress. This should be a warning to the representatives in Congress, liberals and Democrats, mm-hmm. Liberals and conservatives, mm-hmm. and take up the cause for the people that they feel is just, not just because the president says this is what we're going to do. This is the way it should be. You know, we need to treat people fairly, but I don't see that coming out of Congress out of either side.
I'm curious, Mike, to see like what happens on cable news tonight, because I would expect that you're going to see people like Rand Paul, maybe Thomas Massey, some of these other guys who are, you know, a little bit more willing to give themselves some distance from the administration and criticize them specifically and say, We demand transparency. We demand accountability. And it does not mean you have to say we're going to strike this building at this time of day with this weapon. But it just has to say like, hey, bring the rest of us along for the ride because we're paying for this. And if you screw it up, we want to know about it. We'll be right back. Thanks for the conversation, Mike. Keep on listening. We'll be back in just a moment. BRB. If you have weird dreams, like Coleman and I had some weird dreams. You had some weird recurring dreams, right? Tell me about it just real quick. What was yours?
I forget. I have so many.
Yeah, I know. We had a lot. Coleman and I went pretty deep on this dream stuff last month. Anyway, Dr. Rorschach from NeuroJust is going to be back. Get in line now to talk to her about your weird dreams. She'll help you get an explanation. It's awesome. Be right back.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,